Chicago. Well, before Kirk was born, when I went back to California in Sonoma, I thought I'd get a little puppy, and that way I'd learn about taking care of little things. So I got this little schnauzer, a little black schnauzer. And I called it because, of course, I had been in meteorology, so I called him Nimbostratus. And, when Daddy came back and Kirk was born and we went to Iowa, I left the dog with my dad. He loved the dog. You remember.
I remember he had it.
Yeah, it lived for years, and he would bring it. He came to Iowa. He brought the dog with him always. Nimbo was his dog. Yeah. So that was my dog.
Well, then we had Pico de la Mirandola.
Yeah, we had Pico. But that didn't work very well because we didn't have any enclosed fence. And he would chase the bicycles and live on the corner.
Yeah.
So we gave him back. No, he was pretty, but without a fence.
Back then we didn't have the two gates?
We didn't have any fence.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't work.
No.
Well, there it is.
Oh, you missed it. Well, that was pretty good, though. That was a hard one.
We missed one of them.
Uh-huh. That was a hard one. You
this
didn't have
your third dog. Is that right?
Yeah, really. We didn't have dogs while you kids were growing up because we lived on the corner. Oh, well, then Kalani had that dog.
She had a dachshund?
No, well, Kalani had a dachshund. That's before I came back. But when I came back, she had this dog. I don't know what breed, it wasn't a particular breed, long tail, and it was a dog that just loved to wander.
Huh.
And we gave it to Judy. Judy and Hector. Judy and Hector took that dog.
Huh.
And they had it for years, but it always would do that wander. When she went out to Pasadena, she lived in that little house upstairs with her friend, and that dog would wander away. She'd be going up and down the neighborhood looking for the dog. She did the same thing in Phoenix, and when it would come here, that dog would wander off. Yeah, but she really liked that dog. They took it everywhere with them. That was Kalani's dog.
So now tell me again the story of how you picked up this dog.
Olivia.
Oh, well, you know, Kalani had a coupon or receipt from that she had insured.
Kiwi.
So the receipt was running out that night, and so we went, and they had been looking at, what was it, what's that one, Pumpala,
Toy Fox Terrier.
A Toy Fox Terrier, but
and
also
Papillion.
Oh, that's what Ben Franklin have is a Papillion.
Well, I wasn't very interested.
Yeah, it was kind of frisky. I don't know. Is theirs frisky?
That's what they have. Not as much as a
Terrier?
No, what was it they had?
They had a Toy Fox Terrier.
No, but Matt and Catherine.
Oh.
They've always
Papillion?
Had Chihuahuas. They've always had Chihuahuas.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not as frisky as a Chihuahua, but not as calm as Lance.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, Schnauzers are pretty calm. And so when Gil and I went, they called us, and they basically, Kalani was saying that it could be my dog because her supervisor didn't want the dog because she was going to get the dog for the supervisor. So Gil and I went there. About 10 minutes to 9, they were supposed to close at 9, right? And we walked in, and we, up high, there was this Papillion dog, a Toy Fox Terrier, And then there was a small schnauzer. I know you did,
okay,
but they run away too much. So, but right straight ahead was Lance, you know, little, just sitting there calm. And, of course, that dog, I just right away, I just really loved that little dog.
Did he remind you of Nimbo?
Yeah, of course, Nimbo was really black. This dog's salt and pepper, gray, baby, basically. But this is a purebred dog, whereas Nimbo was just, I don't know, I don't think he was a purebred.
Uh-oh, he's got your
car. He's going to play cards.
So you made up your mind right away, huh?
Well, I just fell in love with that little dog just sitting there.
So you made up your mind in 10 minutes.
There wasn't any other dog. I didn't tell them that, but I just, you know, he just was so appealing. Well, look at his little face. He's just an appealing dog, and he was just sitting there calmly. You know, and I thought, just like this, just like that. Yeah, come on up here. Yeah. You were just sitting there, weren't you? Yeah. And now I thought, oh, that's such a pretty dog.
Well, I took it.
So they only have half a dozen dogs or so, huh?
Oh, no, they have dogs on all three sides of the store. But as far as what we were looking for,
was this breed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you narrow it down pretty fast if you know what you like. Yeah, your little appealing face. You were just sitting there. You weren't barking. You were just looking. And it looked so calm. Yeah. I said to the woman when we brought him out, you know how calm she was. Well, she says, so don't be, they can fool you. But anyway, he didn't really fool us. He is
no,
calm.
No, he seems very calm.
Yeah. And here you got a pedigree. You got with gold. A family tree.
Oh, gosh. I don't even have a family tree.
Yeah, a certificate. Mm. He's got a certificate. He's got papers, but this stack of papers is full about it. You know, shots.
So pretty.
Yeah. Well, Kiwi, I guess, had all that paperwork. Be careful, sweetie, around his eyes.
I think that they do trim those eyebrows, and I think if you don't, they get bushy around their eyes, and it's like bangs.
Uh-huh.
Covers their eyes.
Well, you'll
find out.
Yeah,
when it grows out.
We may have to do it. I'll be careful. I have to get those special scissors.
Huh? Although as calm as he is, it shouldn't be too hard.
Remember.
It's an emergency.
Arlene wanted Ronnie to go up to Phoenix and learn how to take care of dogs.
Groom dogs.
Yeah, I guess he does. Uh-oh. We just cleaned up the...
Maybe I should take him outside.
I was waiting for Kalani. Kalani's
okay.
So good about... No, we'll take him out right now.
So the dog here pooped.
As I was waiting for Kalani, she said...